and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today brought to you by Olby Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Olby Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Angoria in beautiful Olby, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Sunshine right now, 69 degrees on our way to a heat advisory 97 with heat index readings near 105 plus today. So keep that fluid level up. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Catherine Wilkerson, and also Sherry Scribner of the Emporia Kiwanis Club. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Thanks for taking some time to join us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us on the air.
Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good. Thanks.
Well, Catherine, I'm going to start with you because you're the one who reached out about trying to get the word out here about this special activity here and really the fundraiser which is coming up. I want to start with the event first. What do we got coming up here later this month?
So later this month, on August 23rd, we have a dine and donate night at Pizza Ranch from 5 to 8 p.m. The Kiwanians are going to be bussing tables and accepting tips, and 100% of the tips are going to go towards a really cool project we're working on.
Well, let's talk about that project. Sherry, what do the Kiwanians have going on here?
Well, the Kiwanians are celebrating 100 years of serving the children of Emporia and Lyon County, and so we've selected a centennial project, which is going to be building a smaller shelter house near the splash pad at Peter Pan Park.
What was it, Sherry, that kind of led you to consider this as a project here and an improvement project right around the splash pad and the park in general?
Yeah, so there were a few things. First of all, Kiwanians have built four other shelter houses in the community over the years. So one of the larger ones there at Peter Pan Park, the one at Hammond Park, one at the former Girl Scout Center, and the one at Camp Alexander. And so we kind of have a legacy of building shelter houses. And so when we were thinking about what could we do, shelter houses came to mind, and we reached out to the city to see if there were any needs. And they identified that their splash pad, there really isn't a lot of seating. There isn't a lot of shade, and so it would be helpful and convenient for families and for community members who are enjoying the splash pad on a hot day to be able to take a little break and sit down and have be able to cool off a little bit while they're right there.
Well, it certainly is a popular place, and that splash pad is very well utilized by families here in and around the Emporia area. Splash pads seem to be the thing. Now, Catherine, is the as far as the shelter house goes, has it been designed already? Where are you at in that process?
Well, we're partnering with the city and with Jeff Hodges of MRSK Buildings to design and build it. So we have an estimated budget, and we've raised some of that, but we still have ways to go.
An estimated budget. What are you looking at?
The estimated budget is about $22,000, and we've currently raised $8,000.
So you're off to a good start.
Good start.
Yeah. So if my math is correct, that's $14,000 left to go.
You're asking the wrong person here to verify that.
We need a big night at Pizza Ranch, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I'm pretty sure they could handle that. What was it, Catherine, about partnering with Pizza Ranch on this specific event, and what other fundraisers do you see coming down the pike here in order to close that fundraising gap that you currently have?
So Pizza Ranch does a great job supporting our community, so we're really excited they were willing to have us. And, you know, the Emporia community loves Pizza Ranch, so we're excited to have that night on August 23rd. As far as other fundraisers, we do have some awesome T-shirts that say kind of a funny line about the splash pad. If you're involved in some of the Facebook groups, people are always asking, is the splash pad open? And so the T-shirt says, is the splash pad open yet? And it was designed by Adam at Uncommon Threads, so it's super cool. So those are available for purchase, and we have a link to those on the Kiwanis Club Facebook page as well.
How much is a t-shirt?
They're $20 for adults, I believe. And they're like a nice navy blue, super fun for anybody.
Boy, this is good stuff here. Sherry, this is, you know, Catherine mentioned the partnership here between the city in order to make this go here. Maybe both of you, and Sherry, I want to start with you on this, but maybe talk about when you're lining out a project like this, some of maybe the background steps that you need to go through so that an improvement like this can ultimately be presented to the community and the community can then get involved.
Well, that is a great question, and I'm not sure that I can answer it. So what I know is that Rex Williams, who is one of our members, has been working closely with the city. So obviously, whatever is designed needs to match their specifications. It needs to have architectural approval, and it needs to, you know, like the wiring so it has lights. All of that has to be correct, and that's something that is beyond what we can do as Kiwanians. But what we can do is make sure that we have people available to help build the structure when it's there. And so as the city engineers have approved the project, then we make sure that all of those pieces are in place. They are satisfied with the project. We're satisfied with the project. And hopefully the community will be satisfied with the project.
Well, if everything goes as planned, Catherine, do you have a target date of when you would like to have everything done?
You know, our 100 year is right in September, so we were kind of hoping for by then, but it really just depends on how these fundraising events go. So I got to raise a little bit more money before we can start moving.
Okay. Sooner the better, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, Catherine, once again, set the scene for us. When is this fundraiser and where?
Yes. So we have the Dine and Donate fundraiser at Pizza Ranch on Wednesday, August 23rd from 5 to 8. We'll be bussing tables and accepting tips, and all of those tips are going to go towards this project.
People cannot make it to Pizza Ranch but would like to donate to this wonderful, worthy cause. How can they do that?
So we do have a few donation jars around town, but the best way might be just getting in touch with a Kiwanian that you know. We also have a Facebook page where you can check out how to reach us.
Sounds good. Well, Catherine, thanks much for joining us. Thanks for joining us in studio today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Sherry, thanks for joining us on the phone. Good luck with this.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, thanks for taking some time to join us. All right, big fundraiser, Kiwanis Club, happening at Pizza Ranch, August 23rd, 5 until 8. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which are 7:20 every weekday morning, most of ours for next week are claimed right now, but we still have Tuesdays and Fridays open on the schedule. You know how to get us, 620-342-1400, or by emailing KVUE at KVUE.com. Monday's Newsmaker guests are Lynn Lang and Dee Schwinn of the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel, talking about recruitment and organization operations Monday morning.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. 7:34, 71 degrees. Good morning. Let's check the weather with TV13 meteorologist Doug Myers, brought to you by the Blue Stem Insurance Group and Newman Regional Health.
Get ready for a hot day ahead as temperatures will be warming up in the upper 90s for today with plenty of sun. Heat index values approaching 106 and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then the big weather story will be the risk for some pop-up showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening. Some of the storms may be strong to severe, so definitely want to stay weather aware. Otherwise, most of tomorrow will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds, high of 93, and then we'll be monitoring a couple more chances for showers and thunderstorms Saturday night through Sunday night. This does not mean Sunday will be a washout. There will be a lot of dry time, but definitely want to consider a plan B just in case some of the storms may impact your outdoor plans. Highs will be in the upper 80s, and with the cold